This is a story called Ninny John. Once upon a time, there was a young boy named John who lived alone with his mother on a small farm far off in the countryside. Now, John was a very nice boy, but he was not very bright, was he? No, he was always doing the wrong thing. And because of that, everyone, including his mother, called him Ninny John. One day, his mother came to him, and she said, "Ninny John, I know you have never traveled alone in the world before, but I need you to do an errand for me. Do you think you can take a chicken to town, trade it for a bag of rice, and bring the rice home?" Ninny John said, "Yes, mother." He was very excited. So he found the biggest, plumpest chicken he could find, and he started to head out when his mother said, "Remember, Ninny John, in the world, if you are nice to people, they will be nice to you." Now, as we know, Ninny John had never been in the world alone before, and he knew very little about greeting people. In fact, the only thing he knew about greeting strangers was what he saw when he went with his mother to a funeral. So when he passed by a festive wedding party in front of a church, he waves to everyone and calls out, "I'm so sorry for your loss." Well, everyone looked very confused, and the bridegroom comes running up to him and says, "That is no way to greet newlyweds. Better for you to say, 'Hurrah, hurrah, long live and happy.'" Ninny John thanked him, for now he knew better, and he continued on his journey down the road. In a little while, he sees a farmer coming towards him with 3 sheep and 3 pigs. Just as he passed them, he yells out nice and loud, "Hurrah, hurrah, long live and happy." Well, this surprised the sheep and the pigs, and they go running off into the fields, and the farmer was very upset. "Why do you want to say something like that, boy? Better to say, 'May God grant you 2 for every one you have.'" Ninny John thanked him, for now he knew better, and he continued on his journey down the road. In a little while, he sees a man by the side of the road picking weeds and burning them. Ninny John waved to him and shouts out, "May God grant you 2 for every one you have." The man looked very confused. And at this point, Ninny John was also confused. He was always saying the wrong thing and getting in trouble. So he started to cry, and he told the man his problems. And the man said, "Instead of saying all these silly greetings, why don't you just offer to help people?" Ninny John thanked him, for now he knew better, and he continued on his way down the road. In a little while, he sees 2 men picking a fight with each other. Ninny John walks up to them and says, "Hello, sirs. Please, may I help you?" They both started to laugh. "You are too young and skinny to fight either of us. How could you ever help us? Better for you to say, 'Please stop your fighting.'" Ninny John thanked them, for now he knew better, and he continued on his journey down the road. In a little while, he arrives in the town. He finds the store. He trades his chicken for the bag of rice. He has a little snack, and then he heads back on the road to go home. Now, Ninny John was not feeling too well about himself. He was always saying the wrong thing, and he just couldn't get it right. So when he saw 2 men walking towards him with a bag, he decided he would not greet them at all, and he went to the side of the road and found a tree and climbed up into it. He would let the men pass by, but as luck would have it, the men chose that very same tree to sit under. And then they dumped out their bag, and there was a huge pile of gold coins. Immediately they started to bicker and fight about who deserved more of the gold. At last, Ninny John knew what to say, and he shouts out, "Please, sirs, stop your fighting." And as he said that, his bag of rice ripped on a branch, and all the rice comes showering down on the men. Now, these two men were robbers, and they had just stolen all of those gold coins. So when they heard someone shouting at them, and they felt the rice raining down on top of them, they thought God himself was punishing them for being bad. So they ran away as fast as they could. Ninny John felt wonderful. At last I have done the right thing. And look, they have left me a present as a thank you. He climbs out of the tree, collects as much of the rice as he could, which was pretty much all of it, and puts the rice and the gold coins in the bag. And he heads off for home. When he arrives home, he shows his mother what he brought. She says, Ninny John, we are rich. How did you do this? Ninny John said, It is easy, mother. Just as you said, if you are nice to people, they will be nice to you. And that is the story of Ninny John.